Rebecca, a muffled voice says. Becky, snap out of it. Hello? Rebecca Stewart snaps out of her haze. James, I'm sorry. Becky shakes her head in an attempt to clear out the cobwebs. It has been a long day.
Well, it's gonna be a bit longer of a day. Don't you remember agreeing to switch shifts for me?
What? Rebecca asked, surprised.
Seriously, Bex?
Becky racks her head, trying to locate the specific memory that James is talking about. Finally, it comes to her. It happened in the parking lot outside of the prison that morning.
James, that is unfair. You asked me before my morning coffee.
Come on, Bex. I need the extra time to get ready for my hot date tonight.
It isn't like I'm asking for much. All you have to do is stay for an extra 2 hours today, and I will pick up your whole Saturday shift. You will get a full weekend.
All right. I've heard enough. Get out of here.
Rebecca takes the last sip of her coffee as James thanks her and excuses himself from the correctional officer's lounge. Pissed off, Rebecca gets up from the table, places her cup under the Keurig, and presses dispense. While the Keurig works its magic and hot coffee pours into her used cup, Rebecca walks across the room to the scheduling board to see where James is supposed to be for the next 2 hours. She gets to the bulletin board, puts her finger on the sheet of paper, and slides it down the sheet till she finds James' name. Rebecca slides her finger to the right, toward where the assignments are written, and finds out that he is the monitor for the group therapy session that afternoon. Brutal, Rebecca thinks, instantly thankful for the coffee she has just brewed for herself. These meetings are notoriously dull. Most officers enjoy these sessions because there's little chance of an incident occurring. Group sessions are a luxury for inmates. If there have been any incidents recently, they are instantly kicked out of the program. The reason for this? On beautiful days, the prison's therapist sometimes takes the group outside for the session, thus giving the participants an extra hour of fresh air and sunshine. Rebecca secretly hopes that this is the case today. She thinks that the fresh air might keep her from dozing off. After resigning to herself that there is no way out of her commitment, she grabs her freshly brewed cup of coffee and exits the lounge en route to the group therapy room. When she enters the room, the inmates are already standing in a single-file line outside, waiting to get inside. She takes the clipboard from Bill, the officer currently watching them. He excuses himself while Rebecca goes over the list of prisoners. After going over the record, she walks up and down the line calling out names, making sure that everyone is accounted for. Once she is satisfied that everyone is there, she opens the door and everyone enters. Everyone sits, randomly, in the desks arranged in a circle. In the middle, Harry Reyes, the prison's licensed psychotherapist, sits in a chair with what looks like an overwhelming amount of folders and sheets of paper. Rebecca usually doesn't work the group therapy sessions. She finds it kind of depressing. Hearing the sob stories about how each of these people ended up in jail, not to mention, Becky is a firm believer in the fact that everyone is responsible for their actions, and that circumstance has nothing to do with it. Therefore, these people had a choice to do what they did, and they made the wrong one. So as Harry begins having inmates share, Rebecca finds herself standing off in the corner of the room, staring out the window. It is the only source of stimulation for her, considering, other than the inmate circle, this place is made up of cold, gray cement-colored walls